I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome to this week's Meditation for Health podcast. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning and once at night. I think you'll find that rhythm very healthy and a great way to maintain and develop your meditation practice. This week's meditation is a guided meditation, and it's entitled All Is Well. And in this guided meditation, what I do is I repeat that phrase, All is well, for 10 minutes. Now you may be asking yourself, why do I do that? Why would I emphasize such a simple phrase? Well, it has many aspects to it. One of them is that our minds shape themselves, indulge in, create the reality that they hear all day long, that they visualize, and that it's part of their unconscious and conscious reality. And that becomes your reality by what goes through your mind all day long. And meditation's goal is to quiet that mind, to give it respites, so that you can be focused on what you're doing without having that commentary. But it does take time and effort to quiet the mind. And so, in the process of helping you quiet the mind, is living a life free of worry and fears. When we worry, when we're fearful, our mind, our egos, wrap themselves around that and make us think all day long, how do we solve this? How do we fix this? What if this happens? And our minds just all day long try to solve the problem that really doesn't have a solution because the mind can't really solve it. What helps you to solve it is to believe that all is well. There's a lot of ways to approach that. There's just simply hearing all is well. And by hearing that over and over again, your unconscious and your conscious begin to believe that. Begin to believe that all ultimately will be well. So why worry? If you have a spiritual background and have studied various religious texts from around the world, you'll find that this is a very strong tenet in all the deep faiths around the world. The people that are able to reach the highest levels of spirituality, call them mystics, gurus, whatever word you want to use, they have come to this conclusion that all is well, that there really aren't horrible things in the end going to happen because all is well. Yes, they happen, but they happen for a reason. And if we grow from them and learn from them, all ultimately is well. And this is a strong tenet that Elizabeth and I talk about in our meditation retreats, helping people to quiet their mind. Because when you believe that all is well, that there really is a purpose for everything, and that if you hang in there, all ultimately will turn out for the good, you lose that worry, you lose that fear, and it's a great way to incorporate your faith and make your faith something helpful instead of harmful. Even if you aren't someone who practices spirituality and doesn't really hold out to higher powers, then it's still important and helpful for you to hear all day long that all is well. Because just that belief system, whether it's true or not, just believing that will affect your life. It will make you relax. It will help you to enjoy each moment more richly, more fully. Because whether it's true or not, your belief system will hear it throughout the day and when you're meditating, and that will change the way you see things. Just hearing something in many ways can make it true for you, whether it is or not. It isn't so much whether it's true, it's that you believe it. For example, you could be one of the most beautiful models in the world, but if you believe that you're ugly, then you will feel ugly. If all day long you're hearing in your head, "I'm not very attractive, people don't really like me," that's what you're going to believe. So it really matters what you hear in your head. And this guided meditation, I think, can be a really helpful one to help you recondition your brain, recondition your heart to believe all is well. If you'd like to learn more about how to quiet your mind, not just when you're meditating, but throughout the day, by losing the fears and the desires that distract you, join us on a meditation retreat or seminar. You can learn more about them at www.holisticretreats.tv. That's www.holisticretreats.tv. May you have a wonderful meditation practice this week, and I look forward to hearing from you and being with you next week. Peace.
Thank you again for joining us this week. We've helped thousands of listeners learn to live healthy and more successful lives. If you'd like an invaluable opportunity to promote your product or services to our audience by sponsoring a podcast or our free web show, The Holistic Success Show, contact us at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Peace.